an undisclosable location for reasons of security, and therefore insecurity. Cometh the hour, cometh the mothership that is Coast to Coast AM. Come without a warning like a UFO. John D. Wells in for Ship's Captain George Norrie tonight. For a wee bit of the let's tweak the format like we always like to do. I know it's a Friday night, and on Friday nights we do the open line thing, and we will. But I thought, you know, summer's slipping away, so now that we have this time together, let's get a little bit wild with it. What shall we do? What shall we do? I know. Let's have Alex Jones come on the show for a couple of hours and take calls after that. There's entirely too much going on not to have Mr. Jones on the show. Behold the buffet of buffoonery. Man fired from job goes on shooting rampage at Empire State. You notice how these things go viral? Everything goes viral. And shooting rampages are going viral also. But I must say that, you know, it was first five shots at the person he was after, and then it was three shots at the person he was after, and then it was, well, then it was news from the Associated Press. It's not good, but the bystanders likely were hit by police officers' stray gunfire, some of it bullets that rebounded off planters in front of the skyscraper and grazed pedestrians. Now, this report says two officers fired about 16 shots. Anyway, the thing that really got me, and I'm going to go ahead and call them out on it, is Fox News. They're on cable. Yes, I was looking at Fox News on cable this morning because we don't have Coast to Coast AM on TV yet. And I hope that never happens, don't you? I'll wear a shemag if it does. This lady was on her way to Fox News, and I don't mean to be critical of people who break their words like this, but the thing that really grabbed me from the human interest side of the story is that she was walking, and a woman collapsed in front of her, but she didn't know this person was shot, so she just kept walking, and Fox went and played this story over and over again, and I thought, normally when someone collapses on the sidewalk, don't you stop to either render aid or maybe summon a little? But no, I didn't see a bullet hole with anything coming out, so I just kept walking. Anyway, behold the new sensitivity. Right? Big time payoff for Apple. One bill. Samsung ripped them off, it appears. Tropical storm watch now in effect for all of South Florida. U.S. Marines shot in Mexico. Gunman fired from federal police vehicle. Why am I not surprised? Armored U.S. vehicle riddled with bullets. Going back to these mass shooting things, just so you'll feel slightly better about this, if that's possible to do. This is from 9:30 a.m. this morning, and it says, from the Chicago Tribune, 19 people were shot across the south and west sides from Thursday evening through early Friday morning, 13 of them wounded over a 30-minute period. Do you see where I'm headed here? You know how the media blows these things up. I don't think there was hour after hour of coverage this morning on the shootings across Chicago last night. But we're going to focus on this because we want to make sure and get those firearms away from the people so that the only citizens that are shot are either determined perpetrators, or by the police department taking the determined perpetrators out. Is that too radical? I'm sorry. But I can't be too sorry because what was once considered normal is now considered radical. So let's just let it roll with that. Tonight with Alex Jones, we will discuss a number of things. For example, a national trend of shocking nature in the case of Marine Brandon Raub. The overall attack on free speech, like what you've been hearing for the last couple of minutes, re-education camps and military preparing for gun confiscations, and other things like that. As the veil gets pulled down a little bit more every day through the efforts of Alex and his Infowars.com, Coast to Coast AM, as we can, The veil is pulled down a little bit more every day, and the ugly, ugly, ugly little face behind that veil is being revealed. And when it's fully revealed, then we'll deal with it. So pull a cinch on that strap a little bit tight, because it's going to be a slightly wild ride for the next couple of hours. Alex Jones is next on Coast to Coast AM. Let us welcome onto the bridge of the mothership, without further ado, the one and only Alex Jones. Good evening, sir.
It is great to be here while you're sitting in for the captain who's been beamed down to the surface this evening, George Norrie.
Yes, indeed. Say, I'm thinking maybe all the ammo that those the people at DHS ordered might be for target practice because, well, the bullets seem to be getting away from the local constabulary up there. They're not putting iron on the target. It's bouncing around and hitting other people. So maybe some of that stuff would be well assigned to target practice use.
Well, we looked at it. The previous record in 1 year purchased in the last decade by Homeland Security was less than 10% of what they've just purchased. In the last 12 months, since late 2011 through August, they have purchased 1.4 plus billion rounds of hollow point ammunition, and it's going out to the National Weather Service. It's going out to different agencies across the board, the Social Security Administration, and they're also getting mobile armored pillboxes to run checkpoints. I've got scores of mainstream news articles and Army admissions we can go over tonight where they admit they are training basically for a collapse. Now, I'm not saying that that's going to happen 100%, but the government has never been digging in like this ever, ever. And the whole system is being designed to be pointed at the American people. Now, that's why a lot of police and a lot of military have been speaking out. You know, just a few days ago, we saw the county judge. For people that don't know, here in Texas, the county commission's heads, or kind of the county mayor, is called a judge. And the county judge said, look, they're planning to turn over our sovereignty to the UN world government. He said this on Fox News. So I need more police to repulse this attack. We're about to have a civil war in America, like Lexington and Concord of 1776. And the media, the national media, started demonizing the guy. But wait a minute. Anybody can search CNBC, where they announced a month ago that, yes, the U.S. is run by a global banking cartel. World government is here. And literally hundreds and hundreds of articles in the last few months. In fact, we wrote a story called Bankers Declare They've Conquered America. It was full of just dozens and dozens and dozens of links to videos and statements by the head of the EU, the UN, the big mega banks bragging that world government was here, run by the mega banks, and that they are going to eradicate our freedom through Agenda 21. So it's here, the gauntlet's down, everything the old timers warned us about is now unfolding, and we have the proof. I mean, tonight I can go over, and anybody can search this, we'll give you the manual code number if people would like it. The Army admits, this is not even classified, that they are training for national gun confiscation, and it gets better, re-education camps for political dissidents that don't accept the New World Order system. So this has now gone from people like George Norrie a decade ago talking about it, or myself talking about it a decade ago or more. It's now in our face. And now I've confirmed a trend all over the country. And, you know, we can start anywhere you'd like, Mr. Wells, because there's so much here. But all over the country, they aren't just grabbing veterans. They're grabbing all sorts of people that criticize the government even mildly. But they're not going after big talk show hosts or big fish. They're going after the little fish to set the precedent. And in the county in Virginia, where the decorated Marine Corps sergeant Brandon Robb, honorably discharged from multiple tours in combat, one of my listeners and Infowars.com visitors, we've now learned, he was evil enough with his brother and his sister, who shared a Facebook, to talk about the private Federal Reserve and talk about false flag terror, and to quote heavy metal lyrics about sharpening the axe. So that was enough that they were going to try to involuntarily commit him. They had him in there for a little under a week, and then the Rutherford Institute went in and challenged it, and the judge said, yes, we're going to order him released. But the issue here is, talking to the head of the Rutherford Institute, who talked to local press, they called up, freaked out, and said, now that we looked into this, there are 20 or more people grabbed in the last month, many of them veterans, in that county for their speech and thrown in the mental institutions. That's what the Soviets did in Russia, what Mao did in China, what Hitler did, is they would throw people in mental institutions. Ernest Hemingway, the famous writer, said that he thought that he was being spied on by the FBI and his house being broken into. They grabbed him, said that was mental illness, gave him electroshock, and basically that later led to his death. And, of course, it was later declassified. He was being spied on and his phone tapped at home, broken into. So this has happened here before, but we've now confirmed nationwide, and that's the big breaking news here, there is a covert program. We've seen the national demonization saying veterans are the number one terror threat, not Al-Qaeda. Veterans are evil. All veterans should have their guns taken. They're all bad. I mean, this is like saying because there's a low statistical probability that that a school teacher might abuse one of the children, so let's just arrest all school teachers. Or because there might be a bad cop, let's just arrest all cops. I mean, this is absolutely authoritarian. And all over the nation, including one radio talk show host who mildly criticized the government that I talked to earlier in the week, and I saw the documents, they're being grabbed and involuntarily committed. So they're definitely rolling out from beta to a larger rollout of arrest, or not even arrest, more of just extrajudicial snatching. And then when Brandon Robb, this was confirmed by the head of the Rutherford Institute, Mr. Whitehead, when this Marine, they knew the court hearing was coming up in a few hours, he was probably going to be released, the head psychiatrist came in and said, you listen here, buddy boy, we're going to brainwash you and we're going to force drug you, and tried to get him to yell and scream and get upset so they could use that in court. But he was smart enough, when they started antagonizing him even further, he's very freaked out, to just keep his cool and, you know, to not freak out. So this is very, very frightening that a purge of our military veterans is taking place, because the globalists that are taking over America, just like they've done Europe, they know that's one of the only groups that understands the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and that is trained and willing to fight this globalist takeover that's happening, fight it with their words, the info war, so the system wants a chilling effect.
Alex, I'm looking at InfoWars, and I'll tell you, there is so much stuff on here. It's enough to make you walk on the side of your head. I don't even know where to start with this. I mean, it really is. Like the Oath Keepers, to place a billboard near the Army base to protest the article demonizing the Tea Party and this thing about Brandon. How is this possible? I mean, even back in the old days, I mean, anybody can say, why does any civilization destroy itself? Look at the Russians. They had it all going on. The Germans had it all going on. Architecture and music, the arts, just name one. They were all into it, and their civilization slipped into chaos 50, 60 years ago, a little more maybe. I'm just wondering, what is the point? Why are they doing this? Are they doing it just because they can? I mean, are they just drunk and sick with power, and it's just reached a perverse level? Or is there a plan for, first we get rid of the people, then maybe we'll call the aliens and have them terraplane the place so that we and our progeny can live in the land of plenty by ourselves with none of these pesky citizens? I mean, what is this? It sounds like the makings of any sort of science fiction novel you could come up with.
Well, after we go over all the martial law collapse preparations that are publicly now taking place, I'd like to get into the master plan where the globalists do want to take us. With the rise of the machines, you know, the end of mass labor, why the future doesn't need a large population, as the elite themselves have said. Bill Joy, the head of Sun Microsystems, he came out a decade ago and said he was at an elite meeting. He wrote this for Wired Magazine, where he met with 200-plus technology company owners. We're talking billionaires and people. And they had a debate. Do we kill everybody with a bioweapon or something? The majority of the population, or do we just let people watch TV and play games and have fun? Because the future doesn't need the mass of humanity anymore, and human life has always been cheap. But the elite are discussing, what do they do? And they've made a decision since Bill Joy actually wrote that in the April issue of 2000, so that's 12 years ago, why the future doesn't need us. So I want to address that and go into the psychosis that brings in tyranny. But since you mentioned the Oath Keeper billboard campaign and the images of the billboard saying, follow your oath, don't fire on American citizens. One of the most high-powered colonels there at that Fort Leonard Worth base, who's writing policy reports for the Army War College, and this report got forwarded all the way to the Joint Chiefs and was distributed. In this report, they're preparing the Army to fight their new enemy, and they say it is the Tea Party. And the Army professors, who are just basically globalists, are shelling the officer corps. I mean, you can go read this. This made national news. It's been the Washington Times, Washington Post, L.A. Times. I mean, it made big news after we started reporting on it about 3 weeks ago, and then the Drudge Report picked it up, and then that forced it, DrudgeReport.com, forced it to go viral, and it sounds like the Twilight Zone. They predict a scenario. Looking at the threat theater, they predict the main threat, and they predict it will start somewhere like North Carolina, is the Tea Party. Now get this. It actually says this. The Tea Party will link up with Al-Qaeda and attack America. Can you imagine?
Perfect.
Conservative libertarians linking up with Al-Qaeda. I mean, that is the most ridiculous thing. Anyone who knows the Tea Party knows they're super ultra conservative on average. And a lot of them, say, let's glass parking lot the Middle East. I mean, that is ridiculous. To say something like that, but they're teaching 20-year-old, 22-year-old ROTC college graduates, officer corps, West Point, this type of garbage. I mean, this is out of control. But this is what you would expect when your government has become occupied by a foreign banking cartel. They're trying to turn our military into collaborators, just like the Vichy French when the Nazis took over. France basically stood down. That's why Hitler could take France in 2 weeks. It was only the British that ran any type of defense until they got pushed back to the sea at Dunkirk. And most of the officer corps was already waiting for Hitler and had made a deal. They stood down. Anyone that goes along with this is like a Vichy French collaborator. I mean, we are actually facing this today.
Where do you see the propaganda that's keeping everyone docile? I mean, going back to what Henry Ford said about the monetary system being well that the people don't know about that, because he thought if they did know about our monetary and financial system, he thought there'd be a revolution before tomorrow morning. Do the people have the stomach for a revolution, and could it be a quiet one that could possibly get our way, or do you just see no way out of this one? We're just going to have to wait till the noise is over and come out and start cleaning up.
I do not want to have a violent revolution because I've studied history. And the globalists are always provocateuring, radicalizing groups, or outright staging events. Like Oklahoma City, it was clearly staged. And people look into that and research that. There's a film, The Noble Lie, that breaks it all down with the eyewitnesses, the police officers, the survivors in the building, about who really did it. They even name names. Strangely enough, it's some of the same people running Fast and Furious today, a false flag, shipping tens of thousands of guns and hand grenades into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, and all that's now come out, even CBS News. But we are winning in the info war. Every poll, every statistic, every number shows it. The globalists denied that world government was being established and demonized people that warned of it, but now they're saying, oh, world government is being established. It's the answer to all your problems. So people are like, wait a minute, you're flipping the script here. You said this didn't exist, but now what all of the, quote, conspiracy theorists warned of is happening. We better choose a side, and we like to choose a Bill of Rights, Constitution, property rights, the family, prosperity, not tyranny. And so the system is basically panicking right now and wanting to start, and that's the big news here, a civil war. They want to push veterans into fighting back. They want to be able to get the police and military who are currently in to have a war with the American people. We need to engage in the info war and reach out to the police and military now. And I guess when we come back, since you asked the question and I was rude and digressed and didn't cover it, I'll break down from my perspective, but I want yours, John, of why societies, in fact, the more prosperous they are, why they become decadent, and almost always from Rome to Russia to Nazi Germany to every major culture, ends up degenerating in every case. I mean, tyranny is the norm. Liberty is that rare jewel that must be guarded at all costs that Thomas Jefferson talked about. Thomas Jefferson said, even if you protect the jewel and are obsessed with the jewel and defend it with everything you've got, there are powerful people that want the engine of government to be able to control people who are power hungry, and they will come and loot the jewel. And so it's really that simple. There are control freaks, and I can start answering it now. There are control freaks who aren't successful because of their talents, who aren't successful because of their art, their literature, who people don't want to basically be around. Those are the types that seek to get into power and get control because they want to make you do what they say. They want to make you pay attention to them. That's what tyranny is.
Gotcha. Let's take a break real quick and come back with Alex Jones on the Friday night edition of Coast to Coast AM. We're talking with Alex Jones, the InfoWars man, InfoWars.com. You go to that site and you'll find a lot of disturbing information that you would like to read it. You might not like to read it, but I think maybe you need to read it. It's he stays on top of it. He's full immersion. He studies it. And it's interesting because, you know, it is said, it is written that if everybody likes you, you got a real problem. If you don't have any enemies, that's a real problem. That's sadder, really, than not having any friends, in a way, because it means you can't even say anything that makes anybody mad. You just can't do anything. You're just a nothing. So here's the thing. Last weekend, it was the two Franks. Yes, Frank Wucco and Frank Vernuccio. And by the time it's all over with, I got to add to Nazi, Zionist, liberal, and right-wing wacko, also CIA guy, and just a guy who the government has something on, so that's why I'm pushing this propaganda. Why do you not challenge them, Wells? Because I want to hear what they have to say. I don't want to get into a brawl with somebody and not hear what they have to say. I want to hear what they have to say so that you hear what they have to say, and you make your own decisions. That works for you, doesn't it? Okay, very good. Thanks for everybody who became Coast Insiders. It's a wonderful service, and you may actually, of course, we'd love to have you with us live, but you can get a little sleep if you need to and catch your program the next day or anytime it suits you. Thanks very much, and be sure to visit coasttocoastam.com. I'll give you the rundown of what's on there, but I want to get back to Alex quickly. Coasttocoastam.com is a must view and read site. So bear that in mind, and we shall return with Alex Jones in just a moment. This is the one, the only Coast to Coast AM. Alex Jones, before we get into civilizational collapse, let me just ask you something here. How do you, I was just reminiscing about you and me back in the old days when we worked for the CIA, running all those drugs down to Nicaragua and so forth, and running them back out again so we could fund the NRA. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not gonna get everybody, and a lot of people just don't want to hear this stuff. Some people find it just so absolutely alien to their nature that they can't stand it, and they are sort of going to denial, that blanking of unsavory facts. But you know, you have to wonder. Even the most hardcore skeptic has got to wonder why this big buildup, why so many jumpy security guys, all this security at the London Olympics, and what happened? Nothing. I mean, what is this? Does it occur to you that some people are just being driven crazy by all of this, and they're not dealing with it rationally on any level?
Yes, you're right. Look. The issue here is, when I was listening to you on the radio last weekend, you were making the point that you see your email and the thousands of people that contact you a day, I think you said about 1,800 emails a day, that it's getting more cogent, more focused, better questions. People are waking up. That's what I'm seeing. And when you were just earlier before the last break talking about trying to have a long-form discussion, that's why the system... Well, they've had more than 15 members of Congress say they want to shut down talk radio. Why is that? Because it's the long-form discussion. I mean, when something's 3 hours or 4 hours long, you're going to have something that is alien to what the establishment wants. They want the politicians reading off scripts. off teleprompters. They want to put out talking points that the mainstream networks cover. It's on record they do that. These big networks are owned by multinational corporations that are globalist in nature. They can control that message. But as people leave that in droves, which is now happening, I mean, the ratings continue to just implode for anything mainstream. It's not just that print's dying. It's that mainstream media is dying, even online, while alternative or honest or open-minded media like coasttocoastam.com or other sites like prisonplanet.com, they are exploding. I mean, people are starting small blogs, but they have good points and good research, and they're getting giant with millions of visitors a month very quickly because there's now a more level playing field intellectually. And you were asking the question before the break, why do civilizations go into tyranny?
Yep.
They go into tyranny because a country has freedom. It produces incredible science, culture, wealth, and then corrupt individuals start getting into power and start recruiting more criminals into power so that they can rob that massive wealth and power that has been accrued by liberty. So it's a cycle. And that's why Russia and Germany and so many other countries have gone into these tyrannies, because free people tend, when they become very prosperous, to kind of buckle down and do what they're told, and just, you know, basically don't want to rock the boat. And it's seen as almost, you know, being friendly or hospitality to government to just comply. But our founders didn't comply. Liberty isn't produced by complying. Liberty is produced by standing up for yourself and being a rugged individualist. And that's why people ask, why did President Obama come out and say, you know what, I get really upset by people that say if they have a business, they built it. No, you didn't build that, because the system is scared of the single man, the single woman, or small groups of people that are bound together in free association. They're scared of the fact that the individual is powerful, that ideas are powerful, that people admire individuals that have different talents and different ideas in literature or in science, or your great voice and the work you do nationally with that talent. They understand that their corporate Borg state is threatened by the individual, and so they have to assault it and say, hey, it's not enough the average person pays over 50% in some form of tax. We want to have you pay more because the state built it. The state did it directly out of 1984. And you've got these people that are good in government at going along to get along, doing what they're told, oppressing, sucking off people. And they always, once the tyranny gets really deep, start rationalizing it all, like in North Korea, where they say the sun comes up because of Kim Jong-il and now his son Kim Jong-un or whatever that idiot's name is. I mean, that's what total government leads to, total nightmare. And when a government isn't for and by the people, when it doesn't follow checks and balances, it becomes a tyranny. And it is not our right, it is our duty, as the Declaration of Independence states, that it's our right and duty that when the government becomes destructive of the aims laid out in that common sense document that points out it's not giving us the rights, it's pointing out the God-given rights that are always there to not be a slave. And it's that simple. So there's all these control freaks. I mean, a normal, everybody I know, you know, men I know that are really tough, really smart, really cool, you know, growing up in my life, the people I admire and have known, they never brag about it. Guys that could pull your arm out of your socket never tell you, hey, I'm a tough guy. People that are really good at so many things, whether it's business, you name it, they're not bragging. You know, the guy in college who's, you know, dating all the beauties, he's not bragging about it. Those are the type of people that actually build civilizations and societies. But there's always the little control freak types who are angry at those that are really successful, and they go out and create gangs, crime syndicates, to gang up on those of us that are strong, to suck off of us and make us their slaves, because they envy real people's success. Good people, successful people, are too prideful quietly inside to ever be a thug or dominate people in a senseless fashion. So many a philosopher, historian, anthropologist, sociologist, archaeologist has pointed out that scum rise to the top in government and in mega corporations that are all monopolistic. So it's mega corporations that are monopolistic, not all of them, but many of them, with tyrannical government that throughout history teams up to suppress and dominate and try to enslave those of us that are productive. And in history, this isn't the first time that we've had a leader say, you didn't build that business. Stalin, Mao, people like Hugo Chavez, when you hear that, look out, they're getting ready with their posse, you know, 100 million people on welfare. And I'm not saying everybody on welfare is bad. The globalists have deindustrialized us to make us dependent. I understand that. They destroy your capacity to find a good job for many people. Then they put you on the dole so you can be their zombie army that they can threaten those that are still producing, basically with major cities burning down in riots, if you don't do whatever the government says. And so, in short, that is why societies tend to go to hell in a handbasket. I mean, in Rome, they got a bunch of foreigners in the country and put them on welfare to control them 2,000 years ago. And over the next few hundred years, things degenerated until the point they devalued the currency. The government became so oppressive, the emperors did, that they would arrest and kill anybody who was smart in the Senate or in the the nobility. They even by the end of the Roman Empire made the aristocracy, and the aristocracy should be listening to this, pimp their daughters out to raise money. The flowers of the noble families had to put their daughters up for bid for the barbarian hordes and people that were holding them hostage, threatening to invade Rome. They didn't give them their daughters. That's where all this is going. That's where this corruption is going. That's what happens when you give in and don't have any standards, is you allow the worst sickening demons to take control. Because once you give in to corruption, yesterday's king rat, yesterday's bully is going to be pushed out by a more cunning, manipulative con artist than them. So it's an automatic race to the bottom. Tyranny has a gravitational pull like Jupiter. And once you let it get a foothold, it starts sucking everything into it like a black hole. And that's why it's always the race to the bottom, the race to Hades itself. When we don't defend the Republic and the Constitution and Bill of Rights, listen, folks, the United States, and the numbers have been the same for over 100 years, has been 5% of the world population. 5%. 5%. We're now 4%. Just 30 years ago, we had 52% of world wealth, and we were 5% of the population. Why? Because we had more freedom than anybody else, because the state left, listen, the state left individual entrepreneurs alone. If you went back to Europe 300 years ago, you couldn't have a job if you didn't get licenses. Licenses came from the nobility and the king, which was an authorization to do something that would be illegal. And only establishment insiders were even allowed to engage in commerce, so things stagnated, and that's why we had the Dark Ages from 410 all the way through about 1500. Okay, folks, for over 1,000 years, society went backwards because government took over and people dominated and monopoly men took control. And so that's what we're facing right now when the state says you didn't build that and says entrepreneurs aren't good. In fact, they're bad and they're greedy and they're evil. That is attacking the Renaissance, the Enlightenment. That is attacking everything that's good. And it is a nightmare. Big government produces Soviet Russia, North Korea, and Mao Zedong. It produces a living hell, and I'm sorry I'm ranting.
No, it's okay. I started it, and you're... Look, here's the thing. If you have any depth in history at all, you know that what Alex is saying is true. And look, I'm not a Kool-Aid drinker. I tell people I am a Missouri-born Texan. It's like just because I hear a bunch of this stuff, it's like I can just, you know, rotate my fingertips in my ears and make that noise, you know, so I don't hear any of it. It's like, no. Show me the results. But, you know, it is absolutely undeniable. If it's not inevitable, then I'll tell you what, an awfully strong case can be made for it. You have less and less of the true history being taught in the public schools. You have more and more government infringement on the public school curriculum. I understand they've stopped teaching cursive writing. And I've heard that the reason for this is literally that cursive writing is not necessary. Not everybody gets it. It's, again, it's not necessary, but more to the point, it's the writing style of the aristocracy. Now, last time I checked, the Declaration and the Constitution were both written in cursive writing, so it's like maybe it's just an added little tweak. We'll make it to where they can't really read it easily
it's
in the future.
Communism. Exactly. They're saying elitists write in cursive. No, you write in cursive because you can write quicker, and it's a better hand. Anyone who understands, exactly, if you read what the globalists have openly said, they state that they want to destroy language. If you look at the language, they admit less words are being used by about a third than what was used just two decades ago. People can hardly communicate. The vocabulary is being destroyed. In George Orwell's 1984, that's what English socialism, ENGSOC, is establishing. Well, who was George Orwell? His real name was Eric Blair. He was an imperial police officer in India. Then he rebelled against that and thought communism was the answer to imperialism. Went and served in the Spanish Civil War fighting the Nazis. Found out the communists were horrible. Then worked in World War II as a BBC propagandist for MI6. And wrote a book because he couldn't get it published as nonfiction. Changed it into fiction in 1984. That is a top PSYOP officer at the highest levels of the BBC telling you that the globalists were controlling the left and the right and staging terror attacks. False flags are in the book. Torture, ignorance is strength. Freedom is, slavery. All of this stuff, we were never at war with East Asia. We've always been at war with East Asia. Black is white. White is black. Up is down. All of this. And I'm just begging your listeners, which I read the radio trade publications like Talkers and Radio Inc. and the rest of it. Coast to Coast AM very soon will be the biggest show in the world, because I heard you last weekend on the radio. A caller was asking you how big the show was, and you're like, "Oh, it's good size. It's a little bit bigger than teeny." But the point is that this radio show is like on 550 plus radio stations, and it's an example of how open-mindedness is so popular that it's always been the second or third largest show. Now it's preparing, even though it's at night, to be bigger than Rush Limbaugh. That benchmark will probably be reached from what I've been reading in the next 6 months if things continue. That shows how much people have woken up, that we're here talking to probably the biggest radio audience in the world. Mainstream TV, the biggest shows have 3-4 million viewers on news now. Here is a show with tens of millions of listeners a night. This is very special what we're able to do here, these vestiges, these remnants of the First Amendment. Everyone needs to understand, when I said that the Army manuals are now training them for re-education camps, I can pull it out of my stack here and read to you right now, and perhaps the next hour we can do this, the name of the Army manual and its code number. It's on army.mil. I mean, that's what's crazy, is that this stuff that convicts the globalist. And again, we're not saying our military's bad. They're trying to train them in this now, and the military is revolting and speaking out, God bless them. I mean, I've found that the military is the most awake group out there, because they're actually living in the real world. They're actually getting shot at every day, and they're actually being given this brainwashing, and they recognize it for what it is. They're not the couch potatoes who don't care about what's going on in the world, taking their Prozac, and the rest of it. And I'm not knocking you if you're on Prozac. My point is, people are mind-numbed out there, and all of this evil is going on. You talked about the normalcy bias earlier, about that footage we saw all day that I meant to mention myself but never got to. And, I mean, there's this woman, as somebody shot right next to her, falls down, gunshots are going off, and she just keeps walking. We had a case here in Austin where I live a few years ago of a cop on a major thoroughfare run over, bleeding to death for an hour, and no one stopped while he was rolling around bleeding to death with wounds that would have been entirely treatable. We see cases where a woman's raped in Toronto in front of 200-plus people watching it out of their office windows, and the manager says, go back to work. It's this voyeuristic thing where people are such spectators. They see everything as entertainment, not as reality. They have no empathy. And so the numbers across the world, but also in China, this is getting really bad, People won't come to anyone's aid. If they see their neighbor's house on fire now, they won't even call the fire department because it's too much trouble. I mean, there is this absolute jellyfish mentality where a person is shot right in front of you, but you want to go ahead and get to work, so you keep on walking. People need to understand that type of attitude societally allows the criminal interest to totally take over. So I'm here saying, hey, there's an army manual preparing to take our guns and put us in FEMA camps if we don't agree with world government. If I'm lying, that's yelling fire in a theater. I should probably, that's lying. I mean, I should be sued. I should be arrested. Okay, because that's, but I'm not lying, okay? That's my point here. Folks, just look it up. For heaven's sakes, it's all hiding in plain view. They are arresting veterans all over the country and throwing them in mental institutions.
And when we come back, which we're going to, maybe we can give them some good news and maybe even a couple of ideas, some countermeasures. When we continue with Alex Jones, thanks, Alex, for being with us tonight on Coast to Coast AM.